Sir Aaron Carter here with the Video Game Bang. That's right, I'm hosting today because you don't want Corey anymore. I have heard all the cries and screams for Aaron to come back, and I am here to appease you. On today's show, we're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We're going all over around the web like we do normally. It's a normal show. Don't worry about it. Make sure you tell your friends, family, sisters, cousins, uncles, brothers, mothers, dogs, and cats. I don't like cats. To go over to Twitter, follow us at Video Game Bang. Facebook, do the same there, / Video Game Bang Bang. We're on NerdReactor.com because you clicked there and downloaded us. Share us, please. Like, subscribe, all over the place. We're going to be on YouTube, The Video Game Bang. We've got a whole bunch of videos there. We do the weekend show live at around 12 to 12 sometime. Just come in throughout the day and we'll give you a shout out or something like that. On Twitch, Video Game_Bang. Give us a follow there and it'll give you notifications whenever we go live. So you can watch us at work, I guess, right? That sounds about good. We're going to be doing a lot of things, too. We got a Street Fighter tournament regionals coming up where me, Corey, and Steven will be there. Oh, no, not Steven. He's not there. Sorry. Jason Gist from something. Just listen.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, Video Game Bang.
Turn them headphones up.
I'm turning the headphones up right now.
Mine as well. I mean, geez. All right, God. Geez, thanks.
Man, this is what happens. Aaron turns into a diva.
If I'm deaf, I can't be a diva.
Are we picking up where we left off on the Video Game Bang Live? Is that what's happening here?
What do you mean?
Well, things got a little heated between us, don't you think?
Things never get heated between me.
Yeah, it's
maybe
true.
On one side. I keep it cool, calm, and collected.
If we were Saturday Night Live cast members, he'd be Tim Meadows.
That's Aaron incorrect.
Carter. Why?
That is highly incorrect.
Why is it incorrect?
Everybody knows it's Eddie Murphy.
Thank you.
Eddie Murphy?
Nah. Thank you.
You're Tim Meadows.
Somebody's just trying to not give props. It's all right,
maybe
though.
Tracy Morgan.
No, far from it.
What?
Far from that. Come on. Come on, Corey.
I don't know. I'm playing with audio levels still, people. Sorry.
And headset been, levels. Good Lord.
You know, the headsets come second. It really matters what the people hear.
Well, aren't we people?
Yeah, thank you.
Not important enough. Wow. Moving on, he would be, if we were saying it live, cast members, Chevy Chase. Steven Gutierrez.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Grumpy. You would win with Chris
Farley. Anyone else, really.
Chris yeah. Farley, he was funny, though.
You're just so bad.
You're so mad. That's what you are.
I'm in a bad mood.
You're pissed.
Eat a Snickers.
P-I-S-T, pissed.
He'd be Al Franken. Alex is on the show.
I will accept that.
Will you?
I don't even know who Al Franken is.
Al Franken's amazing.
Wish I knew who he was.
He's a senator right now? Yes?
He is a senator in Minnesota.
Minnesota. He's a funny dude.
He did the I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me stuff.
You know, I said that before my last interview.
Really?
I looked in a mirror and said it to myself.
And did it help you?
I still have a job.
All right.
There it is.
And Jackie,
we have a lot to do today.
Who are you?
Everybody. Who am I? Who am I?
Pete Schwetty.
Who are you?
I'm Pete Schwetty. Nah, I don't know. David Spade. Yeah? No?
No.
Rob Schneider?
No.
Is that what you want to hear?
Like Jake Belushi.
Jake Belushi, the third Belushi?
Yep. Not even the first two.
Oh, to not even get Jim Belushi is very sad. That's sad. For those of you who are new to the show is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what I'm reacting to is Twitch, people. The weekend show has changed gears. It's Video Game Bang live on the weekends. Aaron's been doing a great job with content. And if you're listening to them podcastular version, you're really doing yourself a disservice. You have to watch it live on Saturday nights sometime in between 6 and 9.
Wow. I say on Saturday, sometimes between 12 and 12.
Yeah, pretty much. We are going to work on nailing down a time. We have some changes coming to the show. particularly the Video Game Bang Live. We're going to be changing locations beginning of March. So look forward to that. Until then, we're going to be doing more giveaways. Our interface has like jumped up 100%. Thanks to Real David Webb. He helped us out a lot there. Jason Gist has been awesome in shepherding us along.
Gist. He says that every time you say his name incorrectly on the show.
Is it like GIF?
It's Gist.
GIF?
Gist.
Just
GIF.
I've made it a habit of just screwing
just
up
not
everybody's
saying
names.
His name.
Of everybody's names. So he should feel honored.
No, you don't screw up everybody's name. Just him, though.
No, do I?
Yes, literally. I screw up people's names. I called a man, the wrong name for a month?
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't call him, Kevin, and his name was,
he didn't dispute it.
Jeremy or something?
It was
Mr. Roger
Josh.
No, it was Josh. A common name. A common white guy
name. You mean the guy at work.
Yes, the guy at work. And he'd never, until freaking Alex was like, I think his name is Josh.
You know his name is Josh, right?
And I was like, your name's Josh? Yeah, it's all right. I'm like, dude, you could have told me I was calling you the wrong name the whole time.
Well, Saturday Night Live turned 40 this last week, and they had their big 40th anniversary live show, and it was pretty awesome. But the biggest disappointment was Eddie Murphy.
What?
You should be honored that I didn't compare you to Eddie Murphy, Aaron. He's a changed man. I don't know what's up with him.
What was so disappointing with Eddie Murphy?
It was the first time he was returning back to Studio 8H in, 35 years.
Okay.
After some issues he had because of some jokes was made about him. And he comes back, Chris Rock comes out and gives a 3.5-minute speech, completely building up Eddie Murphy to everything he was, because he really was the funniest man in America for about 10 years. Delirious and Raw were the best stand-up of the 80s. He saved Saturday Night Live for the years he was on it. It would not have made it without him. And then he comes out after all this anticipation, says thank you a couple times, and then there's this awkward thing where they were supposed to cut the commercial, but it didn't, and it just kind of stayed on him for a minute, and it was over for maybe 60 seconds.
49 seconds.
Was it 49 seconds?
Because somebody put some type of article up there saying, oh, Eddie Murphy was only on for 49 seconds.
Yeah. No jokes. I wasn't expecting him to come out. There was no award.
No, but it was acknowledgement. Yeah.
So is that his fault or the writer's fault?
I think it's his fault.
What?
Leave it to the white man.
Blame the black guy.
Of everybody else who went on that stage, everybody at least attempted to be funny. Eddie Murphy was the only one who made no attempt to be funny.
So he left under not great circumstances, right?
Yeah.
So he returns.
So he returns. Under... Yeah, who cares?
I don't think he can be funny anymore.
Wow.
I don't know. I think it's one of those...
everything that's wrong with
society,
the internet.
I love Eddie Murphy.
I have this one opinion based off of 49 seconds of this thing I saw.
No,
and that'll
no,
be how
more
I look
than
at it forever.
Jackass. I watched the thing that Eddie Murphy did on Spike TV, his own comedy special, where it was basically 2.5 hours of them playing clips from him and having his friends come out and do things. Same thing. Eddie Murphy sat in a chair the whole time and clapped, and then he came on the stage and it was really awkward. It wasn't even just a normal thank you. It was a very awkward, almost embarrassed to be in front of people thank you. And Arsenio's pushing him to do something and he's not doing it. So there's a mental block with him.
He could be done. He had a great career.
Yeah.
Also, he was a lot younger when he did all of those things.
And you forget that he is 173 years old.
Yeah.
He's
black
old.
Don't crack. I mean, it's...
He doesn't look like it, but...
A very respected friend of mine has an opinion on Eddie Murphy that I think is pretty accurate.
Are we about to lose respect for this friend?
Maybe. I'll just let you know what it is. And I think it's true,
though.
Does
it have anything to do with racism?
No. Eddie Murphy was the funniest man in America. Hands down.
Sure.
He had the best movies. He was just on fire. And what was so great about those jokes he told back then is that they're all relatable. It's all about going... To his family events or, getting in a bar fight. It just common people things. And there was, in his later stand-up run, what happened is his jokes shifted from being about things that we could all relate to being about things like having too much money or hanging out with Michael Jackson and stuff like this. And he just lost touch with America. Or he lost touch with what made him funny.
So you think
to begin
his stardom ruined his career?
I believe his stardom. He got built up. There's so much pressure when Eddie Murphy took that stage on Saturday Night Live, there was more pressure on him to be funny. There's no way he could have lived up to it. He could have done all of his characters back to back to back to back, and there's no way it would live up because he's Eddie Murphy. He's got a standard that he's held to.
I don't hold him to that standard. He's great. I like him a lot. I respect him, but
yeah, I wouldn't hold him to any standard of like, you just got to be Coming to America funny again. I think you did that. You had your body of work. It speaks for itself, and there you are.
Literally, he could have just walked up on stage and did that one 80s Eddie Murphy laugh, and people would have lost their shit.
That's all I need.
Yeah, but do you want to be that guy? I don't think he wants to be that guy.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't. That's the exact thing.
So just let him be himself.
Why you got to hate on him?
I'm not hating on him.
You're hating on him.
They basically, to me, the way I took it was they just, you know, they were just praising him and stuff. And he went out there, accepted the praise, and then was like, thank you.
What do you do?
And
do you tell people, hey, shut up?
Whatever.
Do you say, hey, shut up, stop praising me?
No.
I'm not that guy anymore. Go away. Leave me alone. I just want to live my life. What do you say? How do you do that?
Tell a joke. I don't know.
What if he doesn't want to do jokes anymore?
He doesn't have to impress you. He's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
He's impressed the world for 10 years. Give him a freaking break.
For thousands of years. Many
more. For thousands of years.
Back when dinosaurs were on the earth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, what is he doing like now?
Nothing. Well, he's living his life.
From what I heard, he's pitching, they almost made a Beverly Hills Cop TV show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the reason it didn't work is because he didn't want to be a part of it. They screened it, and he made a cameo, and the cameo was like everyone's favorite part. So when they said, we'll do this show, but you have to reprise your role as Axel every once in a while, and he's like, I don't want to do that. So they canceled the whole thing. So he's still trying to get a movie out by the end of next year, I think, but he wants that script to be perfect.
Well, he's doing a movie called Cook right now.
Oh, yeah. It's a serious role, actually. Yeah.
American drama. So
there you go.
There's one thing right there.
Quit backing me in a corner. I love Eddie Murphy. He's my favorite comedian.
I don't know if you do anymore.
One of my favorite.
I think you just, you
I
like.
Think you just said no, but you don't like
buckwheat. I think that's what you like.
No, you idiot. You stupid.
That's what you like. No. He wants to be a serious actor. That's like if, you know, what's his name? The other comedian that just killed himself.
Jesus. Robin Williams.
Robin Williams came just out and didn't want to do jokes because he's done serious roles before. You know, there was a time in his life where he's like, I want to be serious in drama and stuff like that. Yeah. And so
drama.
People expect him to do the crazy, you know, stuff. But he's
Robin
like,
Williams.
Oh, yeah. No, I want to chill out real quick. You know, smoke a joint and be cool. And he did. So.
All right, moving on .org. We got a lot of show to talk about. There's a lot of stuff going on. We got a game review. Are you going to be reviewing any games, Aaron?
What's no, going I'm not.
You're not
nothing
taking
right
Attila
now.
The Hun?
Somebody was really excited for it on the,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen the splash screen that pops up on Steam for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mirrored image. His face is mirrored. It is not uniquely drawn on either side. It's straight mirrored in the middle.
Really? Did not know that. Was that on purpose?
Fucking
or?
Hideous. I don't know. Okay. I think it's just lazy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like somebody let's just mirror
it. Basically. I saw that on Steam. But then, I think Joe, somebody on there, he was like, oh, I played the original, and I haven't played any other ones, so
a lot of people like Total War. I am not one of them.
I can't.
I respect them, but I'm not going to play it.
Spartan RTS, right?
Yeah.
It's like an RTS with elements.
Well, like, it's almost like tabletop gaming, like a war gaming thing.
Oh, okay.
Because you have your armies and you have to use certain tactics to get them and assault fortresses.
Oh, sorry, Alex. That was really loud this week.
What you playing? What you playing?
I also want to know the answer to this question as my ears are now bleeding for it.
Let's start with Steven Gutz.
Oh, Jesus.
What you been playing?
I just played a little bit of Dying Light. Before it came in.
That's it?
You liking it?
Yeah, I work. I mean, do you want me to get into my mobile games? The only thing I really have time for?
You've been
for?
Playing Crossy Roads, right?
No, not just that.
What else have
you
been playing?
You want me to go on?
It's called What You Playing, Steven.
Hungry Shark on the Android. I don't know.
Did you play Adjective Noun?
What?
Adjective Noun?
Oh, wow. That's just the recipe now. Flappy
Crossy
Bird.
Road, Flappy Bird, Crossy Hungry Road. Shark.
Oh. Let me see it.
Fat Man.
Hungry Shark Evo.
Oh.
Do you Evo?
You're literally just a shark that
talking
eats.
To that microphone. Put your mouth right in front of that.
You might want to turn me up a little bit more, too. My headphones there.
Yeah, Jesus.
The fans will know why.
They'll know.
They'll know why.
Quiet, Steve.
Go ahead, Steven.
I don't even want to talk anymore. You guys are
Wow.
Alex Baggs, what you
Your
playing?
Whole damn Eddie Murphy thing just killed the vibe in the room.
Did it really?
I'll be honest. Yeah, you did.
As Eddie Murphy walks in and is like, I'm on the show now. Sorry, viewers. Let me go ahead and tell you the real story. He lights a cigar.
What have you been playing, Alex?
I've been playing a lot of Evolve since it came out. I lost four nights of sleep to it, actually.
You are very into this game, like way more than I would have thought, because you're even playing the mobile version.
I am playing the mobile game.
There's a mobile version?
There's a mobile game.
Free mobile version?
It is free.
I'm downloading it now.
It's like Bejeweled.
It's Quasi Cupcakes. Done. Yeah, there you go.
Wait, you don't like Bejeweled?
Seriously, it's Bejeweled.
I'll download Bejeweled then.
No. It has extra stuff and the abilities you use and stuff like that.
Does it actually help you?
It can. It unlocks badges in the game that you can use.
We don't need no stinking badges.
But also, it helps you get achievements or progression on your characters.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
It makes it easier for you to progress when you actually play.
I like that.
But I've been playing a crap ton of the regular game, too, with a bunch of friends.
Are you streaming it? Do you stream?
I don't stream. My roommate does. I don't want people to look at me in my boxers while I pick my nose.
Then don't use a camera.
I also don't want people to see how bad I am at the game.
Then don't be bad at the game.
Yeah, be better.
Well, I can't.
There it is.
I spend most of my gaming time wishing I was better, and I don't want people to experience
people
that.
People like other people's misery. So, like, if you just
I get pretty mad when I play a game, too.
Then
yeah, people like
hits.
That, too, yeah.
You'll get
I don't want to be a fucking circus.
It's all about the hits.
You're already a circus, sir.
You know, I know I'm a circus.
Have you seen that beard?
There's three monkeys in it right now. I don't know how to get them out.
Aaron Carter, what you been playing?
I recently discovered that I can hook up a PS3 controller to my tablet and play FIFA. So at work hasn't been happening because I just hook up a PS3 controller.
You heard it, Lowe's.
Where'd you get a PS3 controller?
Well, a coworker, he brought in his PS3 controller because he hooks it up to his phone and he plays this like drifting game. He's a like car enthusiast. And so I was like, let me see if I can hook it up to my bigger screen and play one of my games. And I have FIFA on here and it wasn't working until I got actually into the game. So I can't go through menus and stuff like that. But as soon as I play the game to control the characters, pass and shoot and all that stuff, works perfect.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, well,
but
clock in, go in the break room.
Can you use a 360 or a Xbox One?
And so I went home and plugged in my 360 because I have the same cords that he had. I was like, I have this stuff at home. And I plugged in my 360 controller, works exactly the same way.
I was going to say, fun fact, the Xbox One can work on that too for Android.
So boom.
Yep.
Boom.
As long as it has the, what is that, micro?
Yeah.
Micro USB.
You can have an adapter that, you know, because that's what I use is an adapter. But yeah, I've been playing nothing but mobile games.
And your company does not frown upon this?
Well, I'd only do it during my actual break and lunch.
Okay.
But,
we'll see about that.
Yeah. But we will see about that.
How long will that last?
What have I been playing? I actually haven't had much time to play too much, but I've been playing The Escapists the last couple days. And then Dying Light as well. And I can't even think of anything else. Like, I've had no desire to play Destiny.
Oh, man. So you're a casual gamer.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm a casual. Well.
Uh-oh.
I constantly see. Okay.
Uh-oh.
What is that can of worms?
Alex was in the room, wasn't Ty?
What?
Wasn't Ty?
What?
When we were defining what a casual gamer was?
I don't even know if we should get into this. People were getting angry at us because it's such a pointless conversation to have.
It is.
Not really.
It is.
One is where the money goes and one isn't.
Well,
one is someone who's going to create a community and follow a game and actually keep playing it a year after it's gone.
Is that where the money
goes? And other people aren't.
Is that where the money goes?
What's
it can with DLC that's actually supported.
No, I'm really asking you. Like, is that where you think the money goes?
I have not seen market breakdowns. I don't know.
Because I mean, the
initial
Nintendo,
sales.
If they were saying they market the Wii to the casual gamers, then at
people
a point,
who will buy new games because it's new and shiny. Well, they'll buy Mario again for the 15th fucking time.
Well, I mean, at a point, then those casual gamers that had the Wii, those mm-hmm. early on, whatever you call
early
it.
Early adopters.
There we go. Early adopters. That's the word I was looking for. They were casual gamers. And they were the ones that were getting the money on, or pumping the money in by buying that crap plastic stuff
Aaron's,
to make it look like a tennis racket.
Now it's gone.
Aaron's,
and it's gone for a long, long time.
Oh, no, it's gone
Aaron,
almost
break, break down your definition of a casual gamer.
It's just time. It's the amount of time you put into gaming. You're playing casually. You're not playing losing sleep over it.
I haven't lost sleep over a video game in a long time, though.
But you are now. And I didn't say you now. Once a casual gamer, always a casual gamer. Once a hardcore gamer, always a hardcore gamer. Steven used to play a lot more than he did because of just life. he doesn't get to play as much. Look at our Let's Plays, mobile games. There are good games out there right now, right? You know, Evolve's out.
Evolve's out. Evolve. That's the one good game. That's it.
But
no, there's nothing else.
But we're spending more time on Crossy Roads.
Well, no, I am because I'm at work. I have to play my mobile game.
But even when you're playing games at work and at home.
Side note, while I am at work, my little brother can play via the family sharing. He's playing Evolve, and he's playing it online.
Nice.
So you can actually share your games fully with people.
Yeah.
Which is really sick. I didn't know online play was included.
Jada and I have been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. No,
and
that's
we've been
really
playing
sick.
With each other. We found out when with Rise Son of Rome, we had one license of the game. Jada's at her house. I'm at my house. And we're playing multiplayer
family
Rise
shared
together.
Together.
Yeah. With only one copy of the game.
I will have to look into that then.
Yeah.
I think it was a fluke early on in the...
It must have been. That's not a thing that can happen.
Because they did
it
early on.
Because it bumps you out of your game.
Now, the way we've been doing this, especially with the gaming reviews too, we'll get one key for Dying Light.
Wait.
I gave it to Jada. Jada installed Dying Light. My console, when I got home, said, hey, you can install Dying Light. I did it. We played Dying Light together.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. It's true. You say so. Yeah. I don't believe you, but all right.
I can prove it, bro.
No, you don't have to.
No, I'm going
to
prove it, bro.
You'll never prove it.
I'm going to prove it, bro.
No, that's a release
game
now.
Microsoft will shun you. We should stop talking
about
that.
They've already shunned. Yeah, we're going to get shunned.
Harsh shun.
I want to know, Alex, what you think of my definition of the casual versus hardcore gamer. Because I don't think it has to do with time.
What do you think it has to do with?
My thing is you would be considered a hardcore gamer if you are actively seeking information about video games, video game industry, and culture on your spare time through other means. Like, you can play games.
So a hardcore gamer for you is someone who holds it as a hobby, like a real hobby?
A hobby, who cares, who knows the developers, who...
I don't know a lot of developers, though. That's not true.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not true at all.
I know some people who play a lot of video games, and I consider them hardcore gamers because they are about the game. They do not seek out that information.
Like though. I told him with my friend that plays FIFA religiously, but he doesn't know.
I was going to call out sports games specifically.
Because that means you're alienating all them.
I wasn't alienating them. They could be a hardcore FIFA player.
They're sports gamers.
The thing is, they don't have to seek out developers. They don't have to. The only thing that I think they would have to really seek out is tactics in the game.
And in the context, this whole thing came up was we were trying to talk about what was going to be the biggest anticipated game for, like, worldwide. And I said whatever one caters to the casuals the most. Whatever one has that big name that everybody already knows. And so mine was Halo, but I could see it being something
most
else.
Anticipated by the most number of people.
Yeah, like just brought generally the most anticipated game coming out in 2015. There's not a lot,
because you don't anticipate games and they come out and they pleasantly. They,
well, no, you don't anticipate games.
I anticipated the shit out of Evolve.
Yeah,
I played in both betas.
There's a mass that does though. Like there is that.
They're
there's
dumb.
A large group,
and they get disappointed, and then they make stupid Steam community reviews about a game that they don't have because a video came out and told them something different.
That's in the news.
And
can
don't
you wait till we get
the part where they start a web petition.
Yeah, they start a web petition. Yeah. They petition the White House.
Okay, so the thing is,
thanks Obama.
Gamers, they have their their flaws.
All of them.
They are not perfect.
Not in any way, shape, or
not
form.
Not even close.
But to misrepresent them is definitely a tragedy.
Not true.
Have you seen the latest episode of Law & Order SVU?
No.
But you've heard about it.
Ice-T messed up. He's an avid gamer.
Ice-T, I don't think, messed up. He played his role perfectly to a T. There's no way that man can do SVU.
Get out. Did he play a T to an Ice-T?
He plays like the liaison.
Was he cool and played it to a T?
He plays the liaison between gamers and the NYPD because they don't know. So like one of the victims, she's a hardcore.
Wait, you mean he got to flip his normal role of, he likes to touch little girls?
Yes.
That's what he does, doesn't he?
He's addicted? You mean like when someone's too much cocaine?
That's what they were like. And he was like, so whenever they were asking, or she was interrogating one of the ladies or whatever. Not interrogating, I'm just questioning her. And she was saying, there's just a whole bunch of noobs, that play FPS. And so Ice-T was sitting there confidently.
That means they
FPS
had consoles.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Noobs. Newbies is a short term.
They're new guys to the street.
FPS, first person shooter.
That's where they're trying to shoot each other.
But they were like, all the gamers in there were just like these, like just weirdos. Yeah, they were huge caricatures. Yeah. Like I was explaining earlier, I was like, a young lady gets beat up in the bathroom. She's a female gamer. And then when the cop comes in and says, "What happened to you?" You know, she looks at the cop and says, "Those guys just leveled up."
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'd have
pimp
slapped her right then and there and been like, "No, they did not. I just leveled up."
How bad was she beat up here?
Busted lip.
She was roughed up.
Yeah, she was pretty roughed up.
And that's what she said to the cops.
Right. That's the thing is the writing is so bad. You can't weave all that stuff in.
Oh my God. This is like Big Bang Theory.
But then they go from like 2 to 11 in the... They're like, you know what? Okay, this is a situation that's happening right now in the video game world. You know, people are getting threats and stuff like that. They show all that. Like, they talk about this developer, this female lead developer, who gets all these threats from people saying, oh, you slept your way to this game and stuff like that. And then...
What's her name?
Then they...
Chloe Zin?
No.
It was more like an...
It was Punjabi.
Yeah.
Oh, really? It was something Punjabi.
It was a lot like... Yeah,
she was
a mix of.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a mix, of like a Jade Raymond, Sarkeesian, and
yeah,
just all of them wrapped
all
together.
All of them wrapped together,
and
she was a transsexual.
No. She married this dude for money, or not for money. I don't know. They believed that she married the dude for money to make this game. And by the way, the game looked terrible.
Depression Quest.
So it was like some Amazon thing.
No,
where,
it was like Amazon Warriors. But yeah, like apparently one of the things is they taught it is like, you can either have like dudes, you can have girls, you can win with war, you can win without war.
Yeah,
like you can actually choose whatever you want to do.
In a video game?
Yeah.
And me as the gamer guy, when they were like, when she was like, this is a really big event or a big launch or whatever like that, you know, and all the stuff you can do is, you know, pretty cool, even though it's on a 10-year-old engine. Me instantly, when she said 10-year-old engine, I was like, I'm out. I'm done.
Wow.
10-year-old engine,
you know,
your game sucks.
Was it on Unreal?
World of Warcraft.
Do I play that?
You
there
could.
It is.
You thought about it recently.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did. Last I thought
year.
About taking pictures. So anyway.
Someone thought about it recently.
So they end up kidnapping. Spoiler alert for everybody. They end up kidnapping this girl. The lead developer.
I was going to say the police?
Literally kidnapping her.
Zoe Sargsyan?
Beating her up.
Wow.
Streaming it online.
Yeah, like...
On Twitch?
Like streaming, like, rape and beating her up
yes.
and shit like that. They were acting out stuff from their game, right?
Yeah.
The first person shooter.
And so the only one with knowledge of what's to come next is Ice-T, because, you know, he knows...
He's played hell of a video
game. He's played
game.
The game, like, oh, the next level.
Nah,
I know what they're going to do.
This is just like my video game.
I know what they're going to do. So... In the beginning, it comes full circle. In the beginning, Ice-T is playing a game, and he gets camped. And he's like, I hate campers. And they're like, what's camper? Of course, he explains. And then at the end of the episode, they're on the roof, and it's like this Mexican standoff. And then Ice-T gets the drop on one guy and shoots him dead. And the other guy was like, were you camping? And he's like, it's an effective
technique.
Strategy.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hey, I mean, I guess it is, actually.
It does work, especially in objective-based combat.
But they try to do some kind of interesting where all the camera angles, whenever they did the shooting.
Oh, no.
Can't hear me shake my head.
All first person, yeah.
At the end, they doomed it.
That was
yeah.
the best part of the Doom movie, though.
At the end, they doomed it. It was like all of 30 seconds, too, at the end of Doom, because he, like, walks around, boom, and then it just turns.
That was the big thing they touted about it, and then at the end. But, yeah, no, apparently they did that, and apparently one of the quotes was like, this is even better than the video game when they shot a gun.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God, stop.
Like, one of the kids that was in the kidnapping, he shoots, but the recoil like makes his arm like fly way back, and then the guy's like, yeah, it's not like a video game, is it? And then he like gets the drop on him.
Oh my gosh, and then, so bad.
And then they like show the guy that was like the hardcore, I don't want any women in gaming, you know, he's the one that orchestrated the whole rape beating
and
stuff.
Yeah, we know guys like that, yeah.
But it's just like, I don't, not to my knowledge, there's been any kidnappings and rape streamings like that. There's been the threats, yes, which are horrible on their own, but I don't know that extreme.
Apparently they were swatting female streamers while.
So they swatted in that episode as well.
Yeah.
Oh, serious?
They swatted her when she was doing a live interview on her video game. SWAT team comes in, and it looks like just any of those SWATs you've ever seen on the internet.
Man, they hit like all the buzzwords.
Oh yeah, they hit them. They hit it all on GamerGate on that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed that this thing is still a thing. I see the fight going on every day on my Facebook page, my Twitter. It's just, oh my God.
It's not going to go away anytime soon. Yeah.
It's a symptom of a bigger problem. So there you go.
Yeah. And I think if you want to get the full, I don't want to spend any more time talking about it on this show. After the break, please, we're coming back with the news. But if you really want to hear more about Gamergate, and to me, one of the most concrete opinions I've heard about it so far, check about two episodes ago when we talked to Anthony Birch from Hey Ash, What You Playing? Super intelligent guy. We talked about Gamergate. We talked about Sarkeesian and all sorts of stuff. And a lot of people have come back and saying that's one of our best interviews, Aaron.
I had phlegm in my throat.
Good job.
Oh, okay.
High five.
Well, did you want me more from that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to know about the phlegm.
Oh, thank you. How did the phlegm get there?
What's going on? How do you know it was phlegm?
Because it's my throat.
This is an awful interview. You guys suck. What is
that? We wasted all the good juice on all the good juju on Anthony Birch.
Anthony Birch was he's a good cat. Good cat.
Yeah, that was, of course, for the Aaron Carter Birthday Super Show. And I'm running out of things to talk about. This is like... This has never happened.
Actually, it's always happened.
This has happened a lot.
Yeah, it happens every single time.
It's called performance
time.
Anxiety.
Then he goes, it's the end of the...
That bad mojo because he wanted to bring up that Eddie Murphy news.
Eddie Murphy is literally listening right now, like, how do you like it, you bastard?
It's the curse of the Eddie Murphy. I'm totally... thank you, everybody. This is a great opportunity. I've had fun. Thank you, and we'll
Is
be
that
right.
all he really said, though? Like, just kind of thanks, and then...
These are very happy feelings.
Okay. Whatever.
All right, we'll be right back with more Video Game Bang.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you guys were supposed to...
Premature.
We were supposed to cut out at the... All right, so thank you guys, everybody. These are really happy feelings. We're going to go to break and come back with more Video Game Bang.
I have no idea.
Train wreck. That's what's going on.
You are watching
the shark?
No, we're not jumping the shark. How dare you?
That's why I sound...
The Night Hit Rock Road Crew will be at Gamers Funk Lab Saturday for Tournament Day. Hosted by Capital Fight District.
Register all week at Gamers Funk Lab.
Cash prizes and giveaways. Compete in Ultra Street Fighter 4, Super Smash Bros., and more.
Saturday registration, 12 noon, tournament at 2.
Tournament Day at Gamers Funk Lab. Come and kick ass. Corner of the Thomas Boulevard and Park Place Drive.
Text GAMERZ to 62515 for a 10% off coupon.
Message and data rates apply. Visit GamersFunkLab.com.
That's right, everybody in the Sacramento area. There's going to be an awesome tournament going on, the Gamers Funk Lab, and a bunch of great guys. Aaron and I just went there and hung out for like an hour and a half, chilling with the staff. Yeah. And a good group of people.
Yeah,
and Jason Gist.
There we go.
Yeah, you did it.
Congratulations.
He runs some badass tournaments, man. I love his tournaments.
He fills the room with. How do I put this politely? People.
Okay. I thought you were going to say semen.
No.
I don't want to go to that.
I thought you were going to go with odor.
And the coolest thing, coolest dude, one of the coolest guys I've met in that whole scene anyway. Like, so nice.
You haven't met a lot of people in that scene, have you?
Like you guys like to point out, my very short tenure at GameStop, they weren't all Jason Gists.
I mean.
Is it still called a tenure?
That's not a tenure.
It's a one-day year.
You had a stint.
It's a one-year.
After the break. I'm just going to end this right now.
You still do your one day a week?
You know what?
3 hours?
You know what sucks is that
mid-shift?
We are in the Eddie Murphy curse on the show right now.
No, so we're not.
You cursed us.
I cursed myself with the Eddie Murphy curse.
You brought down the vibes, man.
And you know what sucks is that we never even had like our breakout Coming to America moment yet either.
Give it
because we live in America.
So going to Africa, is that what we're going?
Because we're going to Africa.
Checking on Africa.
I wouldn't check in on Africa. Yeah. Please don't.
Are you doing okay? All right, bye.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna move on to
from the plane.
Still got
mind
bullet?
You,
I'm out of here.
You good?
We don't have many stories this time, but we have a lot of big stories. So the big story number one: YouTube leak derails launch of big PS4 exclusive,
and the internet goes up in flames.
On February 14th, a YouTube account called Play Me Through uploaded a series of videos titled The Order 1886 Gameplay Walkthrough. The
title, wonder what that could be about,
was rather literal. The videos, which were separated into 16 parts, walked viewers through the entirety of The Order 1886 from prologue to final boss.
Why was it in so many parts?
His account wouldn't let him upload.
They cap you like an hour a piece or 2 hours. Maybe it's 1 hour.
So he had to break it down. Break it down.
Break it down.
Because I mean,
thank you for breaking that down.
Yeah, let you know.
down in sections.
I mean, the title is quite literal. Like it says,
the simple thing.
If you didn't
is,
want any spoilers,
don't watch it.
Don't watch the damn thing.
Yeah.
Now on the other part, that's for the viewers. That was just for the viewers. On the other part, for the developers and stuff
I'd
like
be
that.
Pissed.
Yeah, they have well reason because they probably
so he broke
did.
An embargo, right?
Yeah, I think he broke an embargo because the game's not out till what?
The 20th.
I think so.
What's today?
It says in the article. It's not out till later. People put it that way, but
that's later.
Unless yeah, you're listening I'd be pissed. Out. I'd be extremely pissed.
It was like 1 to 2 weeks early, is what we're saying.
I'm surprised. Is it still up? Or
no, they took it down.
Okay,
they took it down. Yeah,
they swat that stuff down super quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, you got to respect those embargoes. They're kind of.
Well,
apparently,
I mean,
you
don't.
Know.
Was that the thing?
Exactly.
Was the only thing that was just that broken embargo? Was there anything else to it that was special?
I don't know.
I don't think there was anything else special to it. No. Check Otaku.
What
yeah,
do you think
no.
about embargoes as a whole? Because there's a lot of contention about embargoes, especially
in
what we do.
They're fine because within reason, because the idea that if someone gets that first, they're going to try and play through it first and they may not actually get a good experience out of it. And then they're like, we posted our article first. So most people hit, you know, most hits. We did it. We win.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's fucking garbage. Like, that's stupid. Not a great way to do it at all. So I respect embargoes. Sometimes when they're like the day before, you can be like, feel like you should have given them a little more time, but whatever.
I feel like more often than not these days, that's where they're going. They say that the embargo date is always like about 12 hours before the game actually launches.
It's because they don't want stuff like this to happen. That's the whole
because everyone's
point
in a tizzy
it.
For how long it was, actually, right?
There's two sides of that. Yeah, you don't want that to happen. That's why there is the embargo. But at the other time, like Alex says, you want a full comprehensive review. You want the reviewers to have a good time. You don't want to give it to them too early when it's still, you know, in the debug process. But there's you want to get it in the sweet spot. And
right.
I feel like they're really waiting until that last minute a lot more frequently than they used to.
Well, I think you're just seeing it more.
Yeah, that could be true, too.
I think they waited to the last minute on everything all the time forever because that's the game industry.
Well, I wonder how long it's going to take for them to do something like a stream code where it's something where... Remember Live, that on Live system where you were playing the game off the cloud or something
that?
Yeah, because then it's just like they can control it from their end. You're not really doing anything. They can monitor who's playing what when for the embargo, at least, I'm saying.
They
well,
still
they put
have
out
an
review
idea.
Code
yeah,
and beta codes. Like they
yeah,
have...
but you can do whatever after with that. Like you download it, your game, you do whatever. It's you can cut that cord there, you know, just like this guy did. With a stream, you know, you log on. You're on the internet the whole time streaming and stuff. Now, I'm saying not for every copy that they sell. I'm just talking about for those reviewers. So it's like, okay, here, your Xbox One can stream this game like on live. This is theoretical, of course.
Okay.
And then they're like, you work for such and such website. You want to review our game. Here's the stream code for it. Boom. And you get to go home anytime you want to stream. And on their end, boom, little light pops up. So-and-so is streaming your...
That's a lot of little lights, I think.
What is...
Well, I don't know how many...
So what, but what does that actually achieve?
So, say you want to... you start, you know, breaking some type of embargo that we want. I don't want you twitching this or something like that. That's just that part. And
I
see something like that.
Not being able to catch
reaction?
People. They're
yeah,
catching
just a quicker
people.
Reaction.
This dude, he did it on YouTube. So, really, all he needed was the game, and he could have used a capture card, which wouldn't require streaming, so they would have had no idea. And then he could have gave it to a friend to post it on some anonymous, you know, YouTube page that couldn't get tied back to him, and he'd still be in the clear.
Well, he didn't.
They did find out exactly who it was?
I believe they got him, and they took his, like...
I hope
they
so.
Took his
it's a bastard,
card?
Man. That's a bastard. It really hurts not just you know gamers and developers, but it hurts the rest of us in the review community too. Because that's why developers. That's why we can't have nice things. Because
well, it's the internet.
People fuck shit up.
It's the internet.
That's the internet. It's going to be released anyways. Who cares?
Yeah.
If it's worth it, you'll buy it. If it's not, then people get to suck on eggs. Whatever.
Well, see, that's the part that's jacked up, and that's what spawned the whole. Casual gamer thing actually in the beginning is tired of games that are big anticipated they come out and we're like what is this Or not even that, or
pretty much every game.
It's a quick, but see, there was a time when games weren't like that, though, and I think that's why.
It's a time where they were actually making huge leaps and strides in the games, though.
And so we've come into this lull. Yeah, so
I don't think we've had the big giant leaps and bounds that we've had previously.
And so now we're just waiting on something like that, and every little shiny piece of thing that they show us makes you think that's going to be the next leap and bound.
That's not, well, yes.
Yes, because for that's the what the easily developers, goable ones, that's yes. for the developers that come out and like, oh, this and that.
Revolutionary game is, no, exactly. You're not. It's still a first person shooter. It's
so
still this.
They buy it up, and the masses outnumber the people that are like, well, I can see straight through that.
I reported that same thing on Call of Duty a while back ago. Like, you can tell when we're sick of it. It's people are going to get sick of it for a couple more years. And then once they start getting sick of it, then, you know, it.
Yeah, but the developers and the publishers, they know we got 2 years to squeeze out of this bad boy before. So that means
it's down to a science.
And then that's why we'll come out with another one, you know, in 2 years.
It's how free
to
play
to make you. You can have an afro on your character now. Didn't have that before.
Moving on. .org PS4 to outsell Xbox.
You didn't mention that it was only 5 hours.
What?
Did anyone mention that it's only 5 hours of gameplay?
I was waiting.
No,
for that
people were upset about
Jeez,
that.
That's the whole point of the argument.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. I was trying to lead you into it.
He was.
I will reveal the curtain from behind this.
Thank you.
I was trying to steer Corey into the heart of the article.
There's a
As
lot
he's
of
cranking stuff
you know what
back
they call
there.
That in the news industry? That's called burying the lead.
All right, Brian Williams. There's a lot of text in here. So
well, when I was serving over in Iraq,
no, it's not a good compliment.
He was not serving in
you
Iraq,
don't like
people.
Brian Williams.
So yeah,
did you hear about
5 hours.
Williams?
No, what happened?
He lied?
He lied about being in a helicopter crash?
About his, like, service and what he did while
he
was
overseas in the
war.
He
said he was part of some helicopter crash, but actually what happened is he was in another one that heard about it that was flying the opposite direction.
And then he claimed to be, he embellished on this whole thing. So he's, like, suspended for 6 months from the news?
Oh, yeah, because that's good.
He works for a news company.
Thank you.
That are constantly lying about everything. Are you serious?
Yeah,
are you getting upset over that?
I say let the man live.
All right, Brian.
You know what?
We're human.
I say send him back over. Crash him in an airplane or helicopter, excuse me. Then he can be hanging out real story.
It's still Brian motherfucking Williams.
So back to...
He broke the illusion of journalistic integrity.
Yeah, because there was...
Right. It's the idea that he was easily caught with it.
Yeah. So it's 5 hours. It's 5 hours long. This is supposed to be one of the most anticipated PS4 games.
Yes.
And we're cool with that?
No, we're not. The shit like this shouldn't stand.
So the thing is that a single playthrough, right? According to this playthrough and
yes.
this person playing it.
Yes.
At whatever difficulty they played on, which
uh-huh.
is something to consider.
Uh-huh.
I don't consider it a very good argument, but it is still an argument that exists. It's only 5 hours. It is 5 hours from startup to finish of gameplay. That is a little short.
Is this linear?
I believe so.
I believe
it is
linear.
A story-based
yeah.
linear game.
Yeah.
Where
that makes it even way worse.
The thing is
I could see 5 hours if you just ram through a main quest, you know, but they have side things
like
for
versus
you to
like
do.
Fallout or something.
Yeah.
No, I think part of it is the story is pretty cool and the cinematics and everything you see and do is really cool. I remember this is the one where people didn't realize they were playing the game once the cinematic ended, right? The Order?
Yes.
Where they
very
were like,
so.
Oh
yes.
my god, that's right, I
yes.
had to play. Which is cool. That's some sort of immersion, right? And maybe you lose yourself for those 5 hours and you really, really get sucked into it. But watching a Let's Play on YouTube is probably the worst way to experience this game. Sometimes people make games that are not good, fun to experience like that, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'm not going to play it either way. I wasn't going to play it before this anyways. But
this is kind of the reason I was talking about those last-minute embargoes, too, is because they... I always feel like when they do that to us, they're holding out on me. Like, they got something that they're trying to hide. That's why
I think they might have known this is a hot button issue.
I was pleasantly surprised with Dying Light. Like, that one came out, they set the embargo. They said there's going to be no embargo. And then they waited till the last day anyways to send out the codes. And we didn't even get ours till the day after. And I was like, oh shit, this game's going to suck. But the game was pleasantly good. I really enjoy that game.
Yeah.
So,
but you didn't have any illusions towards it.
That probably
This
helps.
One is, it's an exclusive, right?
Yeah,
it's PS4 a title. But as an exclusive, you need that to support your.
Yeah, that's lame.
It's
this was
kind
of
it's kind
of
lame.
Their games to draw you in to get
it was yeah it's supposed that, to that be a system seller.
I'm not upset about it because it only hurts Sony.
Next article, then.
It hurts the players.
Here we go.
It hurts everybody. But, yeah. All right.
PS4 to outsell the Xbox One by 40% through 2018, says a report.
Not if they're dishing out five-hour games.
Let's see. Strategy Analytics predicts Sony to move 80 million consoles compared to Microsoft's 57 million.
Is this worldwide?
Yeah.
Yeah, global.
Yeah, Sony will be the unquestioned leader through the first 5 years of the current generation console wars, according to a new report from Strategy Analytics. The research firm has researched the Connected Home Device Report, saying that PlayStation 4 is on the path to reproduce the success of the PS2 and the Nintendo Wii.
Ooh.
That's some that's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah, it is.
Not considering any type of X factors at all.
Do we remember what was
X factors?
What was the price of a PS2? Do you guys remember?
I didn't buy one, so
wasn't
I
it like
have no idea.
$300 or something.
Was it that much?
I remember I bought it. I think I bought mine for $200.
Okay.
I think I bought mine for like $200.
Wii was $150, $200.
I thought that started at $200.
Then dropped to like $250. Okay.
It might have been 250 when it started. God, I don't remember.
That sounds about right. 250.
The PS4 somewhere is still like in the 400s, right? Do we just call this inflation? I just don't see a console.
Yes, it's inflation
matching that those numbers at current price points. I think both consoles.
People
have
are
to...
willing to spend that money though.
Really?
Yeah.
Tax returns, bruh.
Tax returns, bruh.
That yes, and sugar mamas.
Sugar mamas, bruh.
There's actually a huge, that's a big thing this generation too. Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar mamas.
Strategy Analytics predicts that by 2019, Sony will have a global installed base of 80 million PS4s. That would give the company a 40% edge on the firm's projected 57 million worldwide that they have set for the Xbox One. You know, I read another article earlier in the day about PlayStation really starting to own in on their two divisions. Sony Pictures and Sony PlayStation.
Okay.
That they're pretty much going to just go balls deep into both of those two versions of their brand. Because I think we talked about it weeks ago. Those are the two that are only things that are doing good right now.
Yeah.
Spider-Man deal is going to do great for them.
If they sell, Spider-Man, like Marvel wants to buy it. That'd be a huge chunk of.
I don't know if they're going to sell it.
They'll never sell it.
Yeah, because that's $1 million whale sitting there on
the
beach.
For a company that's
forever, now they can hold on to it.
Sooner or later, you will sell your assets to try to stay afloat.
And they will grape the hell out of that story over and over again. You will see Uncle Ben die thousands of times
or
become Spider-Man. Because they can do whatever they want with
they
that freaking license.
Get into the What If series.
I will freaking just boycott in front of every launch then with a picket.
What if Peter Parker
fence?
Died
That's
instead
right.
of Uncle Ben?
Just a picket. Well, then on
what
Megan's
if Uncle Ben
bit,
is Peter Parker?
Ooh, Spider-Man.
No, just I wish in a perfect world they would sell it back to Marvel. And
they can make so much money off of it.
But
the thing is with the PS4, that's a console that I would buy. If I were to buy a console, I'd get a PS4 instead of an Xbox One because I don't want any of the Xbox One stuff with the Kinect. I don't want anything what they... Their business strategy has really upset me.
You can buy it without the Kinect.
I know you can, but the whole strategy they started out with upset me. Like, if that's how you're going to treat it, I'm going to go with the other one. Also, PS4 is everything that I need and want. You know, that's what I would go with as someone who does not have a console.
What do you need and want?
The PS4. No, like the media capabilities that it has to play Blu-rays. Honestly, I'd be buying it as video games and Blu-rays. That's
you
all.
You can't
I'd
play Blu-rays on
the
Xbox One?
You can.
So
you can
double check on those.
I'm just saying I
would. Because I see, I'm only saying my counterpoint to your argument is they're the exact same system in my opinion.
They're not. They have different exclusives.
Nothing important. Literally nothing important.
They got this five-hour game.
Yeah, no, so exactly.
They have a great five-hour game.
Both systems have no exclusives that are important. They both have the same technical capabilities.
Maybe it's just brand loyalty.
It's just that's exactly what it comes down to now.
There's
when people
no
are,
exclusives that are important.
Important.
Yeah,
no exclusives
no important
that are important
exclusives
to Aaron
Cata.
Because
systems.
Think about it. What are like?
They're important to me. I mean,
it's brand loyalty
Halo's
that's important to you.
Yeah.
It's brand loyalty.
But
Halo's not
brand loyalty.
But
see, if Halo came
out
with a 5 hour game, you would probably still buy it.
Yes, you would.
I would.
And you would say, thank you, sir. May
like
I have another?
It's the best game ever.
Hence brand loyalty. Because I was upset when Halo 3 came out and I beat that in a night.
In a fortnight?
Yes.
No, just a night.
Just it was,
a night,
it was just like, night? Yeah. And I
what's
I,
the average game time for those?
Not long.
Campaign.
I
yeah,
think,
I
think Halo
short.
1.
6 to 8?
Halo 1 maybe felt like the longest because that library mission was 3 days at
God,
least.
Yeah.
3 days at least. Walking those long corridors. It was the longest, yeah. So, yeah, there's nothing to really separate them besides name.
It depends.
And that's
it
that's why. And I've asked everybody, like, what do you get? What's because I'm always like, I'm going to go towards the features that I really want. But there's nothing on either console right now that's like so bright that I need to be drawn towards that light.
Yeah, I guess.
And there you have it, everybody.
There you have it, Aaron Carter. Let's see. Next, Mass Effect will have an online multiplayer in some way, shape, or form.
Didn't they have one in 3?
Yeah.
This is important to Jerry Panericon out there.
Creepy Jerry.
All he did on Mass Effect 3 was play multiplayer.
I heard it was wicked fun.
He played more in that than I played single player actual time. And I put a lot of time into 3.
Yeah. I'm
he,
sorry.
He, yeah, you...
I know.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
So Jerry believes the story is about a group of people that land on a planet and they have to survive. They have to survive the onslaught of just random enemies that come at them. That's what he thinks.
Probably
Mass Effect.
Still a better story than Mass Effect 3.
Still a better ending. Yep.
And he's like, it ends so terribly every time because we all die. And you're like, I'm like, I mean, that's.
It's about right.
That's it. Yeah.
You get evacuated.
Yeah.
The next Mass Effect will probably get a name or number of its very own one of these days. It will also have the online multiplayer component of its very own. This is official. This is from the
development
director.
It needs to be co-op.
Just like the last one, though, right? Or do you mean like story mode co-op?
Story mode co-op would. Oh, man. I'd come rushing back.
Really?
Yeah. For real.
I thought he was going to go somewhere different.
I love Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 1 took me a little while to figure out that I liked it because I was playing it wrong.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I had to come back to it, and that's something I really don't do with
video
games.
Yeah, I did that too,
honest.
Actually. Yeah. It took 2 times. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
And then Mass Effect
Maybe
2
that's
was
what
amazing.
They planned that. That's what it was.
It was amazing for Mass Effect 2. And then 3, I've played through it somewhat, but my little brother's like, don't do that.
Just don't stop.
Just don't finish it.
He's
just saying stop. Don't get to the end because it's bad and you'll be sad.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sad.
Dragon
or
Age
mad,
Inquisition threw a multiplayer in there and it feels like I get emails from them like every other day trying to entice people to play it. So I don't think that one took off.
Emails are not a thing that I have to care about.
Yeah,
if that's your thing against it,
no, that's not my thing against it. It's something that tells me that I don't think it's as successful as they. As
you
the
tell that to,
everybody that I've talked to says
you
Dragon
tell that
terrible.
To Crave 916, who every time on my freaking origin thing it pops up, Crave is playing Inquisition
because
right now.
No multiplayer.
No, just single player.
No, I'm talking about these emails are coming to entice you to play the multiplayer.
Oh.
Here's a free robe for your character if you play on multiplayer today.
The multiplayer on Mass Effect, though, in their defense, because the same company. They did it very well.
No, it was fun. I played with you guys on the demo.
The
version.
Demo, yeah. We played demo for hours. Which was crazy.
Yeah.
Like that was just
that's
good.
That doesn't happen anymore.
And I know, right? I think the only demo that I played like that for a long period of time before Mass Effect was Left 4 Dead. That was the first one that I remember. I played Left 4 Dead 1, the demo of that. So much.
I believe that.
And then before that was
you know,
the
guys
demo
who created
Resident
that
Evil.
Created a great game.
What? Left
called
Dead
Evolve.
2? Oh. Did they? Really?
Yeah, they did.
Yes, I know. I'm not buying it.
it's really good.
I remember when I first got my PlayStation. I think it was a PlayStation 1. Yeah, I never had a PS2. When I got the PlayStation 1, it came with a demo disc.
Yep.
And I played that demo disc.
All day.
I wore the shit out of that thing.
All day.
It had Jet Moto.
That's the original demo disc.
It had Tekken.
I think everyone has that memory. I think if they've ever played a PlayStation 1 or 2, they have that memory that you have right now.
Because if they didn't know one like I, they had a friend that had that bullcrap, and they were like, you want to play this real quick? Like,
yeah.
Just put it in. There was a lot of demo discs back then for
there
the PlayStation.
So,
they used to come with
the magazines like all day. I remember I used to. They threw a bunch of them away, and my brother got them because he used to work at Fry's. And then he was like, "You want all these demos?" And
I'll play
like, 10
minutes of every game on PlayStation.
Yes.
He just gave me every the
honestly,
whole library.
Every single one.
5 minutes
like,
of the library.
Like
I literally
speed
didn't
runs.
Have any
regular
games.
How far can I get? Because sometimes they were literally the full game. and they just had a timer on it.
Oh,
for
yeah.
some of them.
Wow.
I want to see somebody beat the full game like that then and see if it's possible.
You'd be surprised.
Bang Bites, everybody. Let's see. The first one here. Number one, play as Beast Ganon in Hyrule Warriors next month.
They keep spitting out DLC for this game, actually, though.
It makes me think maybe Nintendo figured out what the internet is.
I think so.
You think they finally did it?
We can put characters through this thing?
Whoa. Wait. You mean we can... We can, like, give people more content after we release a game and still charge them for it. We can still get money.
And then somebody comes over.
You don't have to, like, make a new console?
With their copy. Prove it.
Yeah.
Check it out. People Show are still it. Buying it.
Watch,
doing
I just
it.
Have to press this button. Did you get it over there, Ted? Ted's the only American that works there. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Thank you for this, It's a fun game.
It's cool. Anime karaoke.
I'm hungry, though.
Still haven't learned Japanese yet. Been here 3 years. All right. Cool.
So I'm just gonna
stop laughing and running
here.
Away.
Why is there eggs at McDonald's, like, on burgers?
He's like, wait,
I don't understand.
This is just DLC. We've had this forever.
Like, I worked Have at Microsoft met? Before. Yeah.
You met Call of Duty?
If you think this is cool. I know what gamer tags are.
Oh, my God. Those game numbers or whatever.
Like, is that like a
friend codes? Oh, my God. I hated that much. You know how bad this was? Me and Steven played, what was it on the Wii? The Army game.
Oh, Battalion Wars.
Battalion Wars. Amazing game, by
Amazing.
The way.
Amazing.
But you know what our voice chat was? Phones.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were on the phone, like high school kids.
Speakerphone, both of us.
Yes.
Oh.
And it was so bad. I was just like, this is, I don't.
Thank God for Metro, because that was.
You are so. Some
minutes
like,
I didn't want to play
that's
for.
That's like the fucking Dark Ages, man.
Well, it was the Wii.
I remember having VoIP back when I was in middle school, I want to say. Voice over IP communications on my computer back in middle school.
My Wii wasn't by my computer.
My computer.
No,
wasn't
no,
by
I know.
My...
I'm saying that your technology is archaic.
Yes. Yes.
Baffling.
And then they came out with that stupid.
The headset that you wore?
No, they came out with something for the Wii. The speak thing where you just
put
it on top.
That was for Animal Crossing, more specifically.
Nonetheless.
You could use it for other stuff.
It was still a stupid idea. Let's have everybody talking to the microphone now.
And now that.
Now you do that with the Kinect, yep.
But you know what? When I sold one to two old ladies that played Animal Crossing together, and they loved it.
Oh, I know.
It was for them, literally.
As much as we can talk shit on people who played Wii games and stuff like that, on some of the crappy ones, when you found someone who did truly like it and then played it the right way, quote-unquote, and then, like, had a lot of fun, you could see that their heart was just
It was joy.
They were the hardcore.
It was pure joy.
They were they were hardcore casuals.
They were hardcore casuals, yes.
Bang Bite number two, Capcom ships more than 3 million copies of Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate worldwide.
Still not on the console, though.
You know, this one, a lot of people who aren't who I'd call hardcore, or you know, a lot of people who don't usually ask for things, because we get a lot of people asking for free shit, and usually I'll give it to them if I can, but I got more people asking me for Monster Hunter stuff than I have for any other game.
It's pretty big.
Monster Hunter is
pretty
sick. It's awesome, too.
Yeah, I underestimated
the It's challenge. Like a slower evolve.
Oh, my God. A View Cinema will become UK's first esports arena next month.
We need esports arena here.
Halo diehards will get their very own motorcycle helmet in July. That is actually pretty cool. Completely
Oh, what?
Legal.
Whoa, you thought it was cool? My
I
God.
It was cool.
Do you like Halo, though?
Shut your mouth.
Are you going to buy a motorcycle
Shut
because of this?
Your whore
nope,
mouth.
He's just going to buy the
he's
helmet.
He's going to wear it inside his car.
He's just going to wear it when I play
it
Halo.
The house.
Yep. We'll put it on and play Halo.
Try to eat cereal with it.
It's not working.
Nintendo shipped 5.7 million amiibo figures. Man, people are going ape shit over these things.
Ridiculous.
Man. It's like the new fucking Tickle Me Almost.
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies is what I was thinking.
You could have said Skylanders.
Just so bad he is.
No, Skylanders didn't cause this massive hysteria,
actually,
did it?
Actually,
yes, it did.
It went fucking nuts, too.
Yes.
Wow, all right. Let's see. Hasbro wants your help to design a new Monopoly board, because that's the thing the world fucking needs more
make
than
it,
make
they
it fun.
Literally have
if they
a
make
lot
it fun.
Of them.
If they make it fun, though, because it's not fun.
It's never going to be fun.
It's not fun.
Nintendo's TV TVE?
TVE!
Yes. Service won't be coming to Wii in Europe. Oh,
sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. Let's see.
Probably
Walmart is set to sell gold Mario amiibo.
Solid gold ones.
No.
Just gold.
Yeah, I would buy sell those at Walmart. Exactly. All places.
Destiny player completes Crota's end raid hard mode solo.
Is that
wow.
the most current raid?
Yes.
Oh.
By get himself
alive,
on hard.
What a great game.
Get
what
alive.
A great game. Dude. I'm so glad Destiny has that.
Because one person
game.
In the world has been able to do
it.
No, because it's
game.
Possible. That's what he's saying.
Because your game sucks.
Esports. I haven't had the urge to play it yet. In my
we'll
touch on that next week. No, and then esports to make $465 million and have an audience of 300. A lot of money. Thank you guys for checking out the show this week. I'm sorry we got struck with the Eddie Murphy curse in the first half, but I think we pulled it together in the second half. For Aaron Carter, Alex Bags, Stephen Gutz, and myself, see you next week.
Jesus, letting the record skip.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.